Hi.
Hi.
Well, what a way to start, end, and whatever else, huh? The bear is definitely outside the camp. But he wanted in. Hey, it's great to be here again and to see a lot of familiar faces and to probably see some that aren't so familiar and some that ought to be familiar, but because I'm a year older, maybe you don't look familiar. So don't hesitate to come and introduce yourself to me or reintroduce yourself to me. I'm one name, and that's pretty easy to remember, but sometimes I tend to forget, believe it or not, some of you folks' names. But it's a real pleasure to be here again. My name is Larry Price. I'm here with my wife, Wanda. And I remember the first year we were here, we went every night on bear patrol. I mean, looking for a bear, because we kept hearing all these stories. Bear in the camp, bear in housekeeping. We never saw a bear the whole time, you know, almost till the very end of the week. And then, you know, last year, we saw quite a few bears. But, wow, to start the week off seeing one, isn't that great? Fantastic. At least I think it's great. Some other folks may not think it's so wonderful. But anyway, I'm looking for... Well, anything that interrupts an announcement has got to be top-notch, but they are important. It's good to be here with you again. I appreciate, it's Gary, right? Yeah. Your exhortation at the beginning. I have preached a number of times when I, too, felt like I was preaching to wooden poles, but not here at Yosemite. So we'll try to keep our voices raised at an appropriate audible level. I saw one man bringing in a couch and a pillow, I think. I think he's heard me preach before, so he was ready to go on out. But anyway, whatever it takes to be comfortable. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I am this year, which I know you would hope since I was here last year. But I'm going to take a look at the book of Proverbs, but not in its entirety. Will primarily be in the first nine chapters or so. So if you want to read ahead, or if you like to do some daily reading, or if you like to do that kind of thing with your family or as a couple or whatever, to get it fresh in your mind where we're going to be headed, you want to particularly spend a good bit of time in the first couple, two, three chapters of the book of Proverbs. And we're going to be looking together there at what God has to say. Now, this is a great book for a number of reasons. I say that about every book of the Bible, but they're all unique, and they all have their unique facets. But one of the great things about the book of Proverbs is, I doubt there's anybody who could ever say to you that which sometimes can be a bit frustrating to those that preach, but we understand what people mean by it when they say, won't you make it relevant? Make it relevant. Well, you're not going to have that problem with the book of Proverbs, because it's about as relevant as it gets when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of where we live. Now, I believe that all the Word of God is relevant, and all Scripture is profitable, but I think you understand what I mean when I say that the book of Proverbs, very uniquely, is a book that is relevant to so many different areas of our lives. I was thinking about it, too, in relationship to the number of young people that are here. And I've appreciated one of the great encouragements to me every year is some of the young folks that have come to me afterwards or sometimes written me a little note or something to encourage me as to what they got out of the messages that week. That's such a tremendous, powerful encouragement to me. I keep those tucked away in a place, and I look at them as needed from time to time. Very much appreciated. But I thought about that too, at where some of the younger folks are here in life. And the book of Proverbs very uniquely will speak to you at where you are in life. It's sort of like heaven's rules brought down to earth, if you will. Of course, we're going to have to make a New Testament application to them as well, or to see how they fit in the context of the New Testament. But that's what we're going to be looking at together this week. We're excited about it. My wife and I now, we've done something different this year than we've ever done in our entire lives. We actually drove here from Florida. Yes. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, we have to also drive back. That's right, see? And we've been able to stop a few places along the way and take in some of the sites that, you know, that are on the way out here. There's too many. I mean, you could spend months in any one given state. But it's been a privilege and a blessing. And we're looking forward to a few stops back on the way to work our way back eventually, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks from now, when we end up back in Florida, Lord willing, again. So it's great to be here at Yosemite. It's great to be here at the conference. I understand there might have been a few glitches on some of the obtaining of sites and whatnot, but we're here, and the Lord has brought us here, and God has allowed us to get in, and we'll look forward to what He has for us in the days ahead. You pray for me, and we'll pray for you, and we'll look forward to a great week together. Thank you. Amen.